people would ask me when I was little, what are you going to be when you grow up? And, you know, most people are like, oh, I'm going to be a teacher or a firefighter or whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to be a business owner. And they would look at me like I was crazy. Like, what do you mean? What kind of business? And I'm like, I don't know. I just know I'm going to own a business. And I knew from very little that is what I was bred to be, essentially.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm your host, Morris Sims. I have over 35 years training sales professionals who are actually business owners. And now, hey, I'm focused on helping those business owners run their businesses more effectively and efficiently in today's very fast-paced, ever-changing world. So on this show, we're going to interview some great business leaders and give you practical ideas that you can use today. So, hey, stick with us, please. We've got great things coming out, and it's going to happen right now. Jen Gittimer is our guest today on the Business of Sales, and I'm really excited about having her here. I know y'all hear me say that a lot, but the fact is, Jen is a business owner, an entrepreneur's entrepreneur, and she's done it, and she can tell us all about how she does it and has done it. Jen, thank you so much for being with us here today.
It is a pleasure. I'm stoked to be here.
Well, that's great, because we're stoked to have you here. That's just for absolutely sure. Tell us about your journey. How did you get to where you are today?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been selling things since I was very little and realized I had a passion for it and that I was actually pretty good at it. But being good at selling and then being able to teach others how to be good at selling are two different things. And I started to venture into, here's what I'm doing and how you can do it too. And it worked. I led at a Fortune 500 company. I led a 20 plus person sales team and then was promoted to second in charge of the division. And all of my sales teams were exceeding quota. And I was like, wow, I can teach other people how to make sales. This is fun.
Yeah, it is.
And then I realized, but how, you know, I'm doing it at a small level, like 100 people or so. How can I do this at a big level and really impact a lot of people across the globe, not just the people that I was working with out of my New York City office? And that's when it dawned on me that it was time. I had always wanted to start a business people would ask me when I was little, what are you going to be when you grow up? And, you know, most people are like, oh, I'm going to be a teacher or a firefighter or whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to be a business owner. And they would look at me like I was crazy. Like, what do you mean? What kind of business? And I'm like, I don't know. I just know I'm going to own a business. And I knew from very little that is what I was bred to be, essentially. And so I quit my job and started this company in 2013 and have had multiple iterations of it, really finding my path. And it's amazing. I wrote a book. I had my, you know, goal set to impact people all over the world. And my book's been published in other countries, and I get to help people. That's what I do every day. And I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So author, coach, speaker, business owner, you got your fingers in a lot of different things there, lady.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful, because that's just more opportunities to help people get better at what they do all day long. And I'm already a fan, I tell you. This is going to be fun. Jen, tell us about your current business and you know, what's your business model? How does it all work for you?
So when I started out, I was speaking to sales teams across the country, and I soon found my path with women entrepreneurs. And I still have some select one-on-one salespeople clients. However, what I realized is that I loved entrepreneurship so much that I wanted to help women make more money and be able to live a real life of freedom. Because what I found when I started my business and what I found when I started working with some of my clients who were very much like me, is that it's very easy to get swallowed by your business and have it run your life and plan everything around your business because it's like your new baby and you want it to really go well and do, you know, be working all the time. It's the same thing with sales, right? It's very, very easy. I know when I was selling, I was working like 80 hours a week because the more you work, the more money you can make.
Yeah, it's the way it works. Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, that's not the life I wanted, that I still wanted to make a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but I wanted to figure out how to do it in an aligned way that allowed me time and space to breathe and have actual time freedom, not just money freedom. And so that's what I coach women on today by hosting retreats and masterminds and coaching programs and courses that all get them through, any sort of limiting belief, money blocks, and all the way to selling high ticket programs.
My friends, thank you again for listening to The Business of Sales. We appreciate you. Hey, a quick bit of news for you just to get started today. Our friend and mentor, Dr. Randy Marshall. Well, Randy has taught many of us in the world of sales over the years. He makes no apology for his faith and his Christianity. He is in Poland right now, helping with the refugees and providing aid to the Ukrainians. Randy has taught there for several years to help build leaders to plant churches in that country. Now he works to help get them medicine and clothes and food and, yeah, even bulletproof vests. So please pray for Randy and his mission and his safe travels on all his many trips back and forth. And if you're moved to help support this work, go to a website. It's tccp.pro. That's the Center for Church Planters. tccp.pro, P-R-O, and share your treasure to help a people who are truly in need of physical and spiritual support at this time. Carla and I have been blessed, and we've given to this organization because I know every penny is going to go to help a family in Ukraine and to spread the gospel. You know, our Lord taught us, as often as you've done this for one of my least brothers, you did it for me. Thank you for your support, and thank you so much for listening to The Business of Sales. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Jen, that sounds fantastic. It really does. I got to admit, I love the idea, and I think it's just vitally important to do exactly what you do. I was very blessed to have the opportunity to work with some great women who were salespeople who did a wonderful job and became exceptionally successful, and it was a blast. I really did enjoy it and loved working with them because they bring such interesting things to the table. But I have to ask this question: is the work that you do specifically designed or limited to women, or would you accept a poor old guy like me if he wanted to join you?
At the moment, I have one male client, one-on-one client. I love working with really anyone who is open to learning and working through whatever it is that is preventing them from making the money that they want. And I will say this too, I run my husband's business and I am like the person behind the scenes in his business running the show. And I do a lot of work with him. We co-host a podcast together. And in that business, we help specifically salespeople. So for example, we have a sales certification coming up in October, where we'll have 60 people in the room and we're offering our sales certification, our sales method. It's the assertive selling method. And so that is mixed as well. So I have nothing against men or non-women. I don't know what the people have all these like politically correct terms. I just go by man and woman. That's like,
yeah, me
that's
too.
What I was raised on. That's what I'm going to stick to. Yeah. But
I'm with you. I agree wholeheartedly.
I just find that there are some unique challenges that women face, and that's why I dove into that for my business. But I do help men who want the help.
That's great, and you're absolutely right. There are certain challenges that women face in the world of sales and business ownership and entrepreneurship that, frankly, that men don't necessarily face. So I think you're right on target there, and it's a wonderful niche to be involved in. And I hope is what I always say, because you never know who's listening to your podcast. And I hope we have a number of ladies out there, a number of women out there who are salespeople and entrepreneurs. Tell me, what's the one thing that you can think of that you like to help women entrepreneurs with that you find is most important to them?
Balance. Figuring out how to balance your life. Maybe you're a mom, or and I don't want to say just because I'm a dog mom, but like even a dog mom, you know, like you have responsibilities in the home outside of yourself. Yep. And outside of your business. And we're expected through societal norms to be able to do all the things and manage the home and manage. And I mean, this is somewhat stereotypical, but a lot of the women who come to me find that they're responsible for the home life and their business life by choice. And just figuring out that balance and how to manage it is so huge.
Oh, it is. It's incredibly huge and vitally important. I can think about my life growing up or my life with our kids growing up. And I was just focused on work. I was focused on climbing that corporate ladder and getting to the top of that. And I thought that was my most important work and my most important job. And, you know, my beautiful wife, Carla, took care of the kids, and not only took care of them, but raised them and brought them up. Mm-hmm. And did all the right things to teach them how to be the great and wonderful adults they are today. And it's just amazing how I look back and see I was disconnected, and that she did it all.
Yeah, and so imagine now that woman has, you know, the responsibility to raise the kid. A lot of women now are homeschooling because they don't mm-hmm. like what's going on in schools.
Right.
And so now they've taken on this additional role of teacher, and they're running a business. And so it's quite interesting, you know, to see them juggle all the hats and to be able to help them get through it in a way that feels really good and aligned and sane.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is not to say that men don't have struggles with balance, and it's just a different struggle.
And expectations are different, men. Don't you believe? Expectations
yes.
kind of cause a problem
yes.
here.
Oh, for sure. And so, you know, how as a person who's listening, how can you live a life that where you're the CEO of your territory, no matter if you're a salesperson or a business owner, you're the CEO of your territory. You're in charge in business and in life. And so you're picking and choosing the activities that you want to be doing and running your business around that versus running our life around our business.
I like that. That makes sense to me. And, you know, it reminds me of one of the things I saw on your website that I just loved, the quote that you had there that says, gee, can't business and making money really be easy? Can it just be easy? I thought that's just right on target.
Well, people love to complicate things. And, you know, I've been to many sales certification programs back in the day. And the processes that they give you in some of these programs are ridiculous, because you would never, like a good sales rep or a person who's making a lot of sales would never go through all these steps that these programs often teach, not our program, but these other programs out there, because they're good in the classroom,
yeah.
right? But we don't sell in a classroom. We sell in real life. And so it's really important that whatever sales process or methodology you're following follows real world, follows mm-hmm. how people actually buy. And that's the biggest difference. And that's what I look at. And when you can understand, like my husband says, like why people buy instead of how to sell, if you
Amen.
Can understand why people buy and tailor your conversation and tailor your discovery process or whatever it is you're doing to get the sale to their buying habit, then all of a sudden it becomes so easy.
And it really comes back down to another great line you have on your website that I just absolutely love, having a genuine curiosity about other people, because you got to figure out what's most important to them. It's not what's important to you. It's what's important to your client, to your prospect.
100%. If you try to pitch something that you perceive as valuable, but your customer or potential customer doesn't care and doesn't perceive it to be valuable, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is what they perceive it to be, what the potential buyer perceives it to be.
Oh, totally and completely. And that's where the whole shoot and match comes into play. I mean, that's where sales happen, is when we solve their problem and help them get what they want. That's the whole idea, I think.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show.
I learned this lesson at my first sales job, and I was 5 years old. My grandma would take me to the supermarket every weekend, and I was tired of going to that supermarket because that's boring for a kid. And so I asked if I could sit outside and make bracelets, like bring my own table while she shopped, prop it up and sit outside. She said, sure. This was back in the day where that kind of thing was not frowned upon, leaving a kid outside.
Yeah.
So alone. So I would sit there, and then people started coming up to me and talking to me, and I started selling bracelets. And what I realized was that people didn't want my bracelets. They wanted their bracelets. So if I was making a pink and purple bracelet, because that's what I liked, it didn't matter to them. If they were going to give me their $5 for a bracelet, they wanted it to be their colors, because mm-hmm. that's what they, maybe their sports team colors or maybe whatever. I'm sure they were just being nice to give kid money, but like it gave me sales confidence. But what I realized was they wanted what they wanted, not what I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And so they would request, can I have the yellow and brown one? Sure, I'll make it. And then meet me back here next week. And they would come pick up their bracelets.
Wow.
And so it was this, you know, amazing sales lesson at such a young age. And it rings true to this day.
Oh, it does. And it's the crux. It's the basics, the basis of everything that I teach. And I think the same thing that you and Jeff teach is you got to know what they want. That's what we're doing, is solving their problem, not ours.
Okay, so then someone will ask, well, how do you know what they want?
You ask questions.
Ask them. Literally, the best way to take control of a conversation, of a sales conversation, is to ask questions.
Yeah.
Like, you are in control of this podcast. You're asking me the questions, right?
Right.
Same thing with a sales meeting. The more questions you ask, the more you're in charge of guiding it down that path.
Oh, absolutely. And it just really all comes back to it. We could talk about this for all the rest of the whole show, Jim, but I've got some other, other things.
Yeah, you keep going.
Oh, man, it's just, I've got all these questions in my head here.
Hey, I got a question for you. What's your favorite destination for a few relaxing days to unwind and recharge your batteries, or your favorite place to take the family for some big fun? Find that picture in your mind. Go on, do it now. Have you got it? Well, now think about all the planning and the booking and the flights and the reservations and all the rest of those other pesky details that you have to go through just to get to that beautiful picture in your mind. Now, what if somebody took all those details and made it easy? Make it easy for you to get there and do what you want to do. Well, that's what our friends at Small World Big Fun can do for you. They make travel easy. All you got to do is show up and have fun. The great people at Small World Big Fun are going to handle all the details that you want them to handle. You want to go to Disney? Hey, they know all the secrets. River cruises in Europe, Cancun beach trips, Belize maybe, cruise Alaska, or cruise anywhere. You name it and Small World Big Fun can plan it and make it happen for you. Really, I've been using Small World Big Fun for years, and frankly, so has the rest of our family. We just show up and have fun. Cindy Miner and her 42 other great agents are going to make it easy on you to show up and enjoy life. So go to smallworldbigfun.com or call Small World at 501-831-5211. That's 501-831-5211. Call them now and get started planning for your next trip to that absolutely beautiful picture that you saw back when this conversation began. You know, I can see it now. The white sandy beaches of the Redneck Riviera all along the Gulf of Mexico, and it's calling me. Golly gee, can you hear the waves? Yeah, I can smell the ruby red Gulf shrimp on the grill. Redfish fresh from the boat for dinner and, oh. Hey, Carla, bring me a drink, would you? And adjust the umbrella. The sun's in my eyes again.
Jen, you mentioned balance, especially for women who are entrepreneurs, who are salespeople. How do you get there? I mean, it's an amazing big-time quandary to me as to what do you do? Give us a couple of ideas here, Jen. How do you get that balance? How do you begin to get that balance?
First, I want you to think about what are your values. So from a high level, values are things like family, safety, money, maybe it's freedom. I have them listed there. I have an activity where I take them through, but I'll take your listeners through a shortened version of this.
Okay.
And so the first thing you can do is outline, like, what are your values and then prioritize them. What are the most, what's most important? And when you look at what's most important, let's say top two or three, maybe it's health, maybe it's wellness, you know, everyone values different things. That's why we're unique individuals. So when you look at those values, then I want you to look at your time. Are you spending your time in the place that you have just declared your values are? So if you tell me your top three values are health, family, and finances, then I'm going to ask you, okay, what are you doing every day to be health conscious? How are you taking care of yourself? Are you waking up? Are you working out? Are you eating healthfully? Like, what are you doing to invest, maybe it's time or money or both, in your health? If you tell me it's family, then I want you to look at your schedule. How much time are you spending with your family? How often are you seeing your closest family members? And is it quality time or is it multitasking time? And so that's pretty telling because most people are out of alignment with their core values.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have this idea of what's important to them, yet they're not actually putting in the time of where it of those, you know, those things that are important.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we have to reprioritize. And it, you know, we have to figure out what's the minimum viable product. Let's say your business is taking up the whole time. What's the MVP that you can create, or what's the path you can go down so that you can make that, you can take time away from that. And maybe your priority is business. Cool. Are you investing your time there? Right. So we have to figure out, first we have to figure out what it is, where you're spending the time and where we can take time away from. Because that's the only thing in this world that is limited. It's the only thing that isn't infinite. And so there's always a way to make more money. There's always a way to get more things or do more things. But like, time is the one thing that we're capped by. And so we have to really look at where you're spending it and that, and how you can decrease in one place to make room for another. And sometimes that comes down to sales. Sometimes it comes down to simplifying the sales method,
mm-hmm.
so that you can bring in more money in an easier and more aligned way. That's not trading dollars for time, but instead it's more of a scalable solution. And so we look at that as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, it comes down to what a friend of mine says, where your time and your money are, there your heart will be also. And it comes back to the values, what my values are really going to be determined by where I spend my time and my resources.
Mm-hmm.
So I love your exercise. I use one similar myself for my clients, because if we're not living our values, then we're not even coming close to doing what we say we want to do.
Exactly.
And that makes all the difference in the world. Let me change gears just a second, Jen, and because I love what you're talking about, but I don't want to miss, I don't want to lose the opportunity we have here to talk about running a business. You've been doing this for a long time, and you and Jeff have been working together to run your business. You've been running his business. Tell us about how you run your own business, and what help us do better at that. What can we do better at running a business?
So what I learned as a business owner is that your success is 100% tied to your health and well-being and your mindset. Like those two things, your actual health and your mindset play such a role in your ability to create more and more business success. And you can tell me that, you know, there's a business owner out there that's made like millions of dollars and they're the most unhealthy person on the planet. And I will tell you, that's cool. I bet they could 10X that if they started to take care of themselves.
Yep.
So they grow in direct proportion to each other. And as an entrepreneur, there's ups and downs. There's weeks where cash flow is strapped and you have to figure it out. And the cool thing is, if your cash flow is strapped at the moment, you're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs figure out ways to create money, right?
Yeah.
So people in sales figure out ways to create money. So the more offers, the more irresistible offers you put in front of people who can say yes to you, the more opportunity you have to get more yeses. It's really that simple. And so in terms of what I've learned running a business is that, like, most people think, oh, I need a business plan and I need the strategies and I need to have the, you know, figure out my offers and my sales and all that. Yeah, you do. And they don't think about, this is going to be the most wild and amazing personal development journey of your life.
Because it really is.
If you're going to succeed, if you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur, you're going to, at some point, most likely figure out how to invest in yourself and how to grow as a person, how to overcome limiting beliefs. What those limiting beliefs are that may be holding you back. Maybe it's money mindset. Maybe it's something else. Who knows? Maybe it's, you know, imposter syndrome. There's all these terms for stuff that holds us back. But the point is, they're thoughts. And the more in control of your thoughts you can be, the more successful you'll become.
Earl Nightingale at his best, right? I mean, you know, we become what we think about, folks. It's the way it is. That's life in the fast lane. That's how God made us. We become what we think about, and we're still, like time I checked, in control of what we think.
Yep. So if you don't like where you are, check your thoughts.
I like that. Oh, that's good. Let me write that one down. Jen, thank you so much. I mean, you've helped us think about balance in our lives, and you've helped us think about how we run our business better and more effectively. I couldn't ask for a better show. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
And if you want to get a hold of Jen, you want to find Jen, you know, was it Jen Gitomer, Gitomer, .com. You can go to Jen's website. You can find her on Instagram. And I believe you've even got a special thing coming up here pretty soon, right?
Yes, I'm doing a 3-part live training to overcome any money beliefs that are preventing you from making more money. And you can go to jengitomer.com/money, and you can sign up for the waitlist for it and get all the details there.
jimgittimer.com/money. Isn't money something that we're all thinking about, and especially in today's world with all of the things going on that we're having to deal with today? Boy, howdy. Jim, thank you so much again for being here with us. We really appreciate it. And thank you for all you do to help other people and to help especially women entrepreneurs get better at what they do all day long.
It's a pleasure.
And for everybody else out there, hey, y'all go out there and make it a great day. Get your thoughts in line, get things going, and take some action. Make some things happen in your world. And I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales.